ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disney proudly presents our spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination in thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthemagnetic musical sounds. Disney's Electrical Parade!
This podcast on the Disney Resorts Kingdom is brought to you by Mousecatrips.com. Please visit www.mousecatrips.com for the best in Disney travel agencies.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. As always, I am your host, Luke Manning. Now, last night I had recorded a show with Tom Corliss of WDW News Today and Jason Diffendahl of WDW Celebrations. Now, as I went to edit it, I had come out perfectly in the Pamela recording. But Tom and Jason, not so much. And I do want to get a show out to you guys today. So, we're going to dig back into the EDRP archives. This time, we go back to episode 105, which did feature my good friend and guy that lost his memory, Diz Jensen, and Brian Ripper of the All About the Mouse podcast. And in this episode, we discuss Universal Studios Florida. Soon, I will also be bringing you another EDRP archive show with Diz, which was the Disney Divas show, which was episode 107, which I think was one of the best shows that he and I did together, although the topic is kind of weird. The last available show with Diz is the last available show on the feed at the current moment in time, and that is the Disneyland Park Paris show, and in a few months I'll bring you that one as well. This Friday, we're going to have a discussion on Mickey's PhilharMagic, and hopefully it will come out good. And next week, we begin Christmas season. So, now, on with the archived show. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. As always, I'm joined with Diz Jensen.
Hello, everybody.
Now, what we're going to be doing is we're importing a new tradition. Now, hopefully, we intend to every Friday show bring aboard a special guest to talk about Disney, or as it is today, not Disney. So today we're joined with Mr. Brian Ripper.
Who? Hey guys, how's it going?
Who are you? Why are you on my show?
Very good.
I can't believe I was invited back after the last show, but thank you guys very much.
Don't be mean.
Yeah, Luke didn't want you to come, so I had to convince him.
Oh, well, thank you, Diz. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
we tried to get a bunch of other people before you, but you were the only one who said yes, so...
Yes. Okay.
It was a spur-of-a-moment thing to me as well.
I'm used to hearing stuff like that, so don't worry.
All right, today we're going to go outside... so today we're going to go outside of the Disney World berm, and we're actually going to go to Universal Orlando and talk a bit about what they got there and maybe compare it to some of the stuff that they have in Disney World. Now, Brian just told me that he is a Universal Orlando annual pass holder.
Yes, I am. And hopefully I don't lose any listeners from my show when they find that out. But, you know, living in Florida...
I'm not listening anymore.
Yeah. But, you know, living in Florida, you know, we do have annual passes there as well. We quite enjoy it. How about you guys?
I mean, I have annual passes to... I've been there many of times. This past weekend, I actually just went to a Universal Hollywood for the second to last day of Back to the Future over there.
Oh. And, are they closing that down? Here.
And I have annual passes to there, so... It just closed on Monday.
Oh. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I actually haven't been to Universal Florida... probably in at least over a year, even though we have renewed our passes. But I've heard, I don't know if it's already closed, or I heard a rumor that they were closing the one in Florida as well. So I'm a little behind the times.
It's been closed for about 5 months.
Oh, nice. Hey, I've been, you know, keeping up with Disney is a full-time job.
Yeah.
you and Jonathan. Yeah, yeah, we've had you on twice, and we still can't get Jonathan.
Had him on before.
Yeah. We'll have to bring him on next Friday or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk a little bit about some of the attractions they have there. They have the Jimmy Neutron, Nicktoon Blast. Sorry, that was just my dad being crazy. They have the Jimmy Neutron Nicktoon Blast. Have you guys been on that?
No.
I have one time. And I have to say, I quite like it.
Exactly the same here.
It doesn't, doesn't here, kill really your back unique. Like Back to the Future does.
I remember the one that was there before that with the Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yeah.
Which is now scenically placed at Dollywood. I bet you didn't know that.
Wait, you didn't go on it?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, I hate you.
I hate my family. it's their fault I didn't get to go on it.
But, for those of you who haven't been on it, it's like you're sitting in a theater. So imagine, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, that theater. But it's all a simulator. And it's a really clever system, and it's a really good ride. Too bad that we don't have it over here in Universal Hollywood.
So they don't have Jimmy Neutron in Hollywood there?
No. There's far less there. But next door to that, we find Shrek 4D, which is in Hollywood. And I have to say, that's a very fun 4D show. It's one of my favorites, and I really enjoy it. Have you guys done that? Or Brian, I can tell you probably have. But Diz, have you done that?
No, I'll probably be doing that in October.
Alright, good.
Yeah, I have done it, and I really like it. I think it. I think that's one of the 4D shows, if I can say, that actually rival a couple of the other 3D shows in Walt Disney World. It's a very good, very good attraction.
Or Diz, you could do it when you come out over here to Universal in wherever it is. Universal City, California.
No.
I'll have to take you there. Yes. But anyway,
Revenge
what do we find next?
Mummy.
Revenge of the Mummy.
Oh, yes.
You're going around a different way than I intended, but let's go that way. Revenge of the Mummy, the one of the few rides in the park that I have not been on, and I do not intend to go on.
Amazing.
We do have it over here in California.
Amazing.
But it looks just insane.
It's amazing. You have to go on it.
Tell me why it's amazing?
The audio animatronic. Mummy that comes out, he like jumps through a wall. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, Luke, why are you afraid to do the mummy?
Yeah, why are you so afraid to do the mummy, Luke?
Diz, why are you so afraid to do Mission Space, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster?
Hey, you're afraid
two
to
of
do
which
Tower
of those
Terror
I've
too.
Been on.
Yeah,
but I've done Rock and Roller Coaster and Mission Space.
The thing I really like about the mummy, I don't know why this intrigues me so much, but I find it really neat that they put this this ride, which, I mean, if you really look at it, pretty much the thing is very small, and all it does is just kind of loop around itself. But I find it very intriguing that they actually put this attraction inside the same building that the old King Kong attraction used to be in.
Maybe King Kong is still in there.
I miss King Kong. I miss him.
It's just too dark
I'm so glad we've got him out here.
I'm so glad
we still got him out here as part of the tram tour.
That was a big audio animatronic. I wonder if they didn't take it out. That'd be cool.
What, you know, I don't remember much. I was very young when I did. Was there actually the audio animatronic? I just remember the light with the silhouette, the big spotlight with the King Kong silhouette. Was there actually an audio animatronic in there?
That's the wrong ride.
No.
That's Expedition Everest.
No. No. I remember there was like a big spot. I was very young when I did King Kong. I remember that. But you're in the big cable car and going through. And
I did it this. Yeah, I missed that. I was really sad when they took that out. But I just did it this past Sunday. So I love myself. Now moving on, we find what I think is probably the biggest waste of space attraction in the whole park, and I would have much rather if they took this
Earthquake.
Out compared to King Kong. And thank you for finishing my sentence, Diz. I'm talking about Earthquake, which is alright as being part of the studio tour, but as a standalone attraction, I don't really think it's that good.
Intriguing, Luke.
Very.
It's okay.
It's just... Yeah, continue, Brian.
I was going to say, it's okay. It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
like
that's all you had to say.
Well, every time I do the backlot tour and they go through the Catastrophe Canyon part, it's very reminiscent for me of Earthquake. I'm like, okay, this is Earthquake set to a different theme, kind of, on a much smaller scale.
Mm. Yep, because you got the big truck that comes and blows up in
your
face.
Yeah, and tons of water.
I think that's actually where Disney got the idea from. But, yeah, Disney actually did steal it. I'm sure you've heard of the whole Universal MGM debate, like, whose idea was it first? Who got started first? Universal actually did get started first, and a lot of the ideas for the park...
We finished first,
but a lot of the ideas were copied from the Universal park.
Who cares?
But that's Michael Eisner for you. I hate him. Bob Iger rules.
Cover your heart!
Kalima! Kalima! Kalima!
You betrayed the shareholders.
Okay, now this is when you stop the show. This is the part where you stop the show and play that stupid.
If I remember, 10 minutes in, Diz. 10 minutes in. But now as we go around, we find what is one of my favorite attractions in there, and I call it Jungle Cruise Mark II, Jaws, which is so much cooler than the one in.
I love it.
So much cooler than the one in Hollywood, that's it. Yeah, as you can tell, we do not prepare for the shows.
But, is it weird that I'm the one keeping you on track today?
I'm really scared by that.
Whoa.
Someone's house is on fire.
Brian, they're coming to get you.
They found out I've been to Universal, and now they're coming
to
get me.
But what do you guys think... what do you guys think of... Jaws.
I love Jaws.
You know,
fantastic ride.
I think it's okay. There's usually at least a 30 or 45 minute wait for it. I'm usually not down for waiting that long. Ooh, I'm sorry.
I had 2 hours.
Wow.
It's
wouldn't
okay.
Wait that long for it.
Yeah, with those stupid commercials.
Oh god, that
in the line.
That was annoying.
I mean, it's a 5 minute boat ride. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit more than that, but
yeah, you could just go on YouTube and have an entire Disney World trip.
Disney World for 5 minutes. But yeah, that's actually the second version of it. I was reading up on some Universal history today, and they had some like problems when it opened, so they redid it, and now it's back in 94, and now it's like a really cool version. I think it's an awesome attraction, but
I kept getting wet because I was dumb enough to sit on the side where Jaws.
Yeah, I know. It's really creepy though when it just comes up.
That is
but,
one of
that, really weird.
As I say,
cool.
That's one of the original attractions of the park, though, right?
Yeah. Along with Earthquake and the unfortunately defunct Confrontation.
I figured out that if you start throwing stuff at the Jaws animatronic, the people get mad at you.
Okay. I'll try that when I go, like, soon.
Especially if it's like a cheese sandwich.
We go around and we find my favorite. Probably is my favorite now that Back to the Future is extinct. We find Men in Black Alien Attack.
Oh,
I love that ride so much. So much.
Awesome.
It beats Buzz Lightyear, at least in Disney World, completely.
Completely. It beats Buzz
Lightyear.
Well,
no, maybe
everywhere.
Not in Disneyland, because Disneyland is really cool.
No, because they have the entire full body animatronics.
And so does Disneyland.
They shoot
you know,
back.
I like
so
the
does
little...
Disneyland. Well, they don't shoot back at you, but they've got proper animatronics. Continue, Brian.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I actually like the little star tunnel in the Buzz Lightyear. Sorry. That's kind of my favorite part, the little star tunnel. I actually like to go through the tunnel and then spin the ride vehicle around and around and around and try to make, you know, whoever's sitting with me sick. It's neat.
No.
Yeah.
No, what you got to do is turn around and start shooting at the person behind you in the face because they get
It's
mad.
Just all of my parents, my parents and my brother always get pissed at me whenever I do that, so I can't spin with no one. I should just go on by myself.
No, it's fun even
but
by yourself.
Usually when I'm on it by... But usually when I go on it by myself, I'm usually filming it.
I figured out that, well, I didn't figure this out, but I always thought that the, when you were in the Star Tunnel on Buzz Lightyear, that it was going slower than the rest of the ride was. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, then...
That doesn't make any sense.
Because, like...
It can't go slower in any one place because of the... It's an omnimover system. If it slowed down... place, then it'd have to slow down in every other place.
Thank God you're so smart, Luke.
Would you? But as we go around, we find the empty building of the extinct Back to the Future, which is becoming a Simpsons ride in both of the U.S. Universal parks. And I'm reasonably excited for this for the Simpsons ride to come. Wow, I'm out of it at the moment. I don't know why.
So is this going to be another simulator ride?
I'm looking forward to that attraction. I hope. Yeah, exact same system. With same cars. Basically, what I heard, it's going to be like a really cheap refitting. So basically, they just changed the theme around so it doesn't look like you're still in the Institute of Future Technology. I only know all of the names because I was there last weekend. just repaint the cars to the Simpsons car and change the film, obviously. So I hope to get there for the opening day. Or at least the opening weekend in California. So it looks to be a really fun attraction, and I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Fascinating.
None of us are very enthusiastic today, are we?
Well, geez, it's 9 o'clock, dude.
Well, yeah, it might be 9 o'clock at your place and 10 o'clock at Brian's place, but it's only 7 o'clock at mine.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm the lucky one.
I kind of find that a little weird that they're doing the whole Simpsons thing. Well, I don't know, maybe weird is the wrong word, a little disappointing. And basically, from what you're saying, basically all they're doing is just changing the film, right?
Yeah, and some of the theming. But the thing that confused me is, aren't they a little bit late to jump to the gun? I mean, the Simpsons has been popular for years.
Well, the movie, I mean, just came out, but still, the movie's been out for a while.
I loved the movie.
Yeah, very good movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
But all right, next ride.
Yeah, now, let me think. What do we get to next? Animal Actors. Something I do not intend to go to because, as Diz probably knows, I am scared to death of most animals.
What's up with that? So you're not a Kilimanjaro Safari fan, then?
I don't know what
he
is
has
up
bad
with
experiences
that.
Experiences with.
Well, it's okay, but I'll just sit in the middle of the vehicle.
It's okay at Disney because nothing's
They're
real.
All audio animatronics.
Yeah, is that a real giraffe looming over my vehicle? Yeah, sure they are, Brian.
No. You know what? How at like some of the resorts they have those horse-drawn carriages.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this little kid who went up to the carriage driver and was like, "Is this a real horse?" My dad goes, "Nope, this is Disney World. Everything is fake."
Is I hate it? Your dad. But have you either of you guys been in the Animal Actors, and could you tell me a little bit about it?
They're animals and they act.
Really? That's amazing.
Well, I have actually done the Animal Actors, and I actually like it. I like any kind of show that involves animals. I think it's one of the better animal shows that I've seen because they're actually doing a certain amount of tricks. I have to say, even as a Disney fan, I think I'm not alone out there. I was very disappointed with the Pocahontas and her forest friends. I just didn't really see very many tricks. It was kind of just like a Pocahontas stage show.
I do not intend to ever do that.
Yeah, it was kind of just a Pocahontas stage show with them just ushering animals across the stage. So this one, they're actually doing tricks, and it's very entertaining. Mm.
So could an animal hater like me go in there and not have to come up close with animals?
Sit in the front row.
I won't listen to you, Brian. I won't. I'm just going to sit in the middle of the theater and not go in as far back as possible. Which gives me
sit in the middle of the theater and start crying.
Mm. That gives me another thing never to do. Flights of Wonder. I would freak out in that. I've got some serious editing to do. But Fear Factor Live. Now, who's done that?
Which one is it? Oh.
Who's done Fear Factor Live?
I haven't participated in it, but I've seen
Fear Factor Live. So is it just like a stage show? You see people doing gross things?
Yeah. Have you never seen it, Luke?
Well, we do have that along with the Animal Actors over in Florida. Oh my God, I'm getting my places mixed up. I'm getting my places, my people, my things mixed up. over in Hollywood. No, I haven't seen
well,
it.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like a stage show. It's more like a stunt show, but where they're actually using people from the audience. And some of the stuff isn't, you know, it's not really that intense. But some of the stuff, I tell you, I definitely wouldn't do. I had thought about, volunteering for it. I said, oh, this will be, like, fun. I'll get to participate in the show, and, you know, it'll be a lot of fun, and just kind of see what I'm made of. And after I watched the show, I said, no, I couldn't do it. There's some pretty intense stuff involving, like, scorpions and things like that. I wouldn't do.
So you can go in there and basically just see people grossed out, but if you walk into the theater just to see the show, you're not necessarily having to participate in any of it.
No, in fact, to actually get picked to participate in it, you actually have to show up, I believe it's about a couple of hours before the next show, and from what I've seen, because I saw a lot of people lining up, there's a lot of height and weight requirements you actually have to meet. Like, they've actually sized you up pretty well. And obviously they want to pick people with, you know, certain personality that's going to be entertaining for the rest of the crowd to watch. So there's basically kind of like a casting or a casting that they do, really. And they have a wide variety of people to choose from. So, you know, they kind of narrow it down to who they think is going to work the best.
Over in Hollywood, we actually have a casting center, which is nowhere near the Fear Factor Live. And they announce over the loudspeakers, we're now casting for the next Fear Factor Live. And you just basically go over to that casting center, which is actually over by Terminator 2. And you go in there and get picked to cast.
Yeah.
So it's different system over here, I think.
In Florida, they just do it right out there, right in front of the stadium where Fear Factor Live takes place at.
But what do we got next? We've got the most babyish ride in the whole park. We have the Woody Woodpecker's Nut House Coaster, which is basically just...
That ride is so awesome.
I know, it's just like a Goofy's Barnstormer,
yep.
But
Barnstormer.
Universal style.
But the Barnstormer rocks, because they have the chickens.
The chickens from the World of Motion.
Mm. No,
only
chickens
a geek
from
would
the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Where are they at?
No, World of Motion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know it is, but...
Oh.
Nathan,
I was going to say, I don't remember seeing chickens.
The chickens from... Yep.
Yeah.
On Barnstormer?
In the barn.
Okay.
Right when you go through the barn, there's chickens. You can't see them unless you're walking through the line and you see
I'll have
them.
Or unless you got
they
really
freak
good
out
eyes.
Every time a plane goes
I'll have
through.
To look for that next time.
Now, around that area, there is the Curious George... Come run under me and we'll dump a big barrel of water playground.
Oh,
and that's a great place to cool off. It's a bit like the Nickelodeon Blast Zone over here.
No, let me disagree with you very strongly on that, Luke. Hate that whatever little play area is over there, because people just let their kids just go run in there and get soaking wet just with whatever clothes they have on. I mean, just kids just running amok. They take their shoes off and just running all around the park like it's a water park. And I watch these kids, and I'm like, if these were my kids, there's no way I would let them do that.
That's why I bring a bathing suit.
Yeah, well, see...
That's why I put Luke on a leash.
A lot of these kids wear no bathing suits, just fully clothed.
I mean, the only time... Because we have the Blast Zone, which is just the same. And what I did is either go in your bathing suit or do it right at the end of the day, just when you're about to leave.
Yeah.
That's the Luke Manning way.
Yeah, that could work.
One time I was at Magic Kingdom, and you know how, like, at Donald's Boat, they have those, all the water stuff?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've seen parents take off all their kids' clothes, and this kid was running around naked in there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I just,
I really hope you're joking.
I'm not joking.
Then I'm really scared.
Yes.
But, now, who's seen the Barney show?
I have.
I haven't.
No, I haven't. No. We know you
no,
have.
No, I haven't.
Oh, so that means no one can talk about it. Yeah, we all love to go see our Playhouse Disney and stuff like that.
I have actually never seen
show.
Playhouse Disney either.
neither have I, Brian, so you're not alone.
Yes, he has. He just won't admit it.
I saw it when it was Bear in the Big Blue House, but not as Playhouse Disney.
He got so excited to go see it that I had to put him on a leash again.
Sure you did.
That's our new joke. I'm going to put you on a leash for everything.
Oh, God. But, moving on, we have the E.T. Adventure, which is just one of the coolest. And the E.T. Adventure holds the position for the best queue ever.
Yes. I don't know about the best queue ever, but probably the best queue in Universal.
Yeah.
I'll give you
but
that.
I really enjoyed the queue, especially with the animatronic E.T.'s teacher. And the ride itself is just like Peter Pan, but times 100. And I am I'm really sad that they took it out from Universal Hollywood and replaced it with what I see to be less of an attraction, Revenge of the Mummy.
Okay, I want to ask you guys something because I cannot figure this out. Okay, you talked about the audio animatronic that pops up from when you're in the queue.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, I went there and I stood in line for about 45 minutes and I didn't see that, but I could remember when I was like 10... that we were at Universal and we stood in that line and that thing popped up, and I remembered that, but I didn't see it at all in the 45 minutes I was in line.
He might have just been having technical difficulties.
He was napping.
I mean, I even when I went there a couple of years ago, I like the thing, but the thing, it just, he comes up and starts speaking and I have no clue where in that queue he is. So it's like suddenly, something like that. Coming and popping.
I love Luke's alien translation.
Hi, Sabi Davi. Here's my alien translation. Hi, I'm Dis Jensen.
Oh, that's a pretty good accent there, actually. Little American accent, I like it.
Anyway, we're sort of going a...
You know Luke's British accent's fake, right?
Don't listen to him.
His real name's Ralph, he told me when I first met him.
Sure.
You guys
this
are too much.
This is going to be a long show.
Yeah, it's getting a bit scarily long for a EDRP. So let's talk about the last attraction, one of the coolest 3D shows, Terminator 2 3D.
Terminator.
Which, funnily enough, in Hollywood, is actually built on top of a parking lot.
Wow.
Weird. But it's a very cool attraction. Very good 3D and... very cool interaction, plus the animatronic robots are really cool as well.
Yeah, I like that show. It's pretty cool.
I've never seen it.
Really, Diz? Why did you never see it?
Well, you gotta remember the fact... Okay, here's my Universal situation.
Oh, God.
I went once when I was 10, and that was the day that we were actually flying home, so we only had, like, a couple hours there, so we didn't get a chance to do that. And then this time we wanted to go to Islands of Adventure, too. So then we kind of skipped a couple attractions.
Okay. All right. Well, I really think that's it for the show. We're starting to get a little bit long for our regular EDRP standards. So, Diz, do you want to go through some housekeeping?
Sure. Visit our homepage at DisneyResortsKingdom.com. Our forums at DisneyResorts.freeforums.org. Email me at DizJensen@DisneyResortsKingdom.com. Email Luke at Luke@DisneyResortsKingdom.com. Check out a few friends of the show, Lou Mangiello over at DisneyWorldTrivia.com. Don't check out those people at All the Mouse.
Oh, that's wrong.
All the Mouse, they're weird.
Yeah, don't go to All About the Mouse. Oh yeah, we were supposed to say that about WDW today, weren't we?
Who? Okay, so
don't,
then,
don't
Van
go to WDW
at the Netcat
today.
Podcast. Steve at...
Don't worry. I hate this lagging. But yes,
yeah,
Van at the Netcut Podcast, Mike Hamilton at the Disney Podcast Directory,
Steve.
And Steve Swanson at the Muppet Cast.
Steve.
And I want to tell
that
you guys...
Brian and Jonathan Persons.
Do not go to All About the Mouse. Do not go there. You will have a horrible show. Trust me.
Stay at the Disney Resorts Kingdom.
Disney Resorts Kingdom. We want the Disney Resorts Kingdom to be the new DPN.
We're like Lou's minions, so we bring you on the show and then we make fun of you.
That's okay. It's karma for what we do every week on ours. I know it.
Yeah. You guys never make fun of us, so...
Would you like to be made fun of?
I don't think any podcast is...
Yes, we would.
Yes, please. We'd love to be made fun of as long as you promo us in every week's show. You make fun of us as long as you promo us.
I'll put that in the notes. Make fun of Diz and Luke.
All right, so I think that does it for this week's Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Say goodnight, Brian.
Good night, Brian. And Luke. And Diz.
Yeah, he did it. And I...
I gotta remind you all, we'll be back. See you on the next episode of the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home. For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, well, way up north.
Back for its second year, the Everything Disney podcast proudly presents The Corny Christmas Season, featuring classic Disney corny Christmas specials, including Mickey's Christmas Carol, The Small One, and any other corny Christmas specials that I can get my hands on. The Corny Christmas Season will begin on the Everything Disney podcast on Saturday, December 1st, 2007. The Corny Christmas Season will be separate podcasts from our weekly episodes of the Everything Disney podcast that will be released any other day of the week except Sunday. So be sure to check out the Everything Disney podcast second year of the Corny Christmas Season.
Run, run, reindeer! Run, run, reindeer! Run, run, reindeer!
You don't miss no one.